This is Passport to Texas. Before Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine art director Nathan Adams started work on an app for the publication, he wanted to know,
how do people interact with digital media?
Whereas print readers may find a comfy chair to sit and digest content at a leisurely pace, digital readers consume their content on the go.
Well, it was very important to me that we didn't just take the print version and throw it onto an app.
The app addresses expectations of younger readers coming to the magazine.
It's not just a matter of reading, but there's interactivity. There's an expectation that you can touch and that the app will react to swipes and touches and whatnot.
Adam says these new readers expect traditional print content integrated with the agility, innovation, and depth of a digital platform.
And the expectations of that younger audience, the expectation of always being connected and of always having whatever information you wanted right there at your fingertips. So, for example, if you were reading in the magazine about an activity at a state park, there's an expectation digitally that you should be able to push a button and find out how to get to that state park. How far away is it from where I'm at? Is there a map to that state park? What are the hours? All this information, which could be very labor-intensive, very space-intensive in a printed publication, becomes just a tap away on a digital version.
The user experience, that's tomorrow. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.